You're back with First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Live from the Sports Map Radio Studios, here's Greg Frank.
All right, we are back on a Friday afternoon. First Name Sports, Sports Map Radio. Let's go out to the Progressive guest line as we welcome aboard Chris Dempsey from Altitude Sports, as we're going to talk some Denver Nuggets as they are off to the Western Conference Finals. Chris, thank you for your time. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So it felt like a nice moment for these Nuggets. I know that they still can do more and get to the finals and maybe win it. I think they're that good. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of the people within the organization feel like, you know, they had this core together. They were adding to it, finding different role players to go with Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. And here they are in the Western Conference Finals. It feels like they deserve it, right?
Yeah, it does. And you're right about that. They had to try to find the right equation, the right puzzle pieces around those two players. And Michael Porter Jr. to a lesser extent as well. I mean, he's kind of the newest of that trio. You know, you had to find the right mix. And you had to find a mix of players that not only could play alongside Joker and Jamal, but could also, you know, help you deal with what you have to deal with in the Western Conference. And that's just a lot of teams with great perimeter players. And if you can't get them defended, then you stand no chance in the playoffs. And the Nuggets knew that. And when Calvin Booth took over as the general manager after Tim Connelly left to go to the Minnesota Timberwolves, the first thing he did was basically kind of clean house with the support players around Joker and Jamal and Michael Porter Jr. And obviously the most important players that he brought over were Kentavious Caldwell-Pope through trade, Bruce Brown through free agency, and then he drafted Christian Brown in this past year's draft out of the University of Kansas. And so those players are immediately playing huge roles on a basketball team that needed it. And so, yeah, it was a big deal, and they seem to have the right pieces now.
You know, I think another thing that I at least grew to like with this Nuggets team is I just feel like the roster, as we talk about the construction, it very much fits what we've seen with recent NBA champions, where I feel like we're very much, we've turned the page from the Big Three era, the Miami Heat, LeBron, Wade, and Bosh days, and now it's like, okay, get one or two guys that are your real top-end guys and then have about five or six depth pieces, and I feel like Toronto did that. Milwaukee's done that. Even Golden State last year, I feel like, kind of mirrored that. Is that kind of how the Nuggets have constructed this thing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, you won a couple of stars. I think the Nuggets were, you know, once Nikola Jokic established himself as the lead guy, then they really did want to find a comparable player. You know, you didn't want just a guy. You wanted, you know, at least at the very least, a Robin to his Batman, mm-hmm. and you know, at the very most, somebody that could, you know, play near his level. And I think they found that with Jamal Murray. So they were certainly looking for that player to go along with him, just kind of a big time performer in clutch moments, could produce, can consistently produce, and Jamal Murray turns out to be that player. And then I think this, I think that what we've seen certainly recently is the more versatile your offense is, your personnel is, the harder you are to guard, the harder you are to handle. And so what they have done, from a defensive standpoint, they just got bigger players, quicker players, guys who love to play on that end, long wingspan kind guys. So they collected those players. Calvin Booth did that. But prior to that, you're talking about putting together players who could if you have five guys on the court and they can all pass, shoot, dribble, you know, they can do all the things, then you can do just a myriad of different things as an offensive team. And when you look at the Nuggets play, you know, in 10 possessions, the next five possessions, you might have five different guys bringing the ball up, initiating the offense, gets Nikola Jokic on the ball, gets him off the ball. They're able to run. If he's on the ball, they're able to run pick and roll that way, or they can invert that as well. Or they can play those two off the ball. There's a lot of off-ball screening action with Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic to kind of get Nikola open and not stationary so defenses can't just home in on him. Aaron Gordon, like it is just an offense, and it is a team constructed to be threats everywhere on the court, from every angle on the court. And when you can have that, and I think that's what Golden State has as well, or mm-hmm. had as well, You know, just ability to hit you from anywhere on the court. And the Nuggets are, I think, now in that same neighborhood, and it's making them one of the better offenses and more difficult offenses to handle.
All right, so I'm curious how you saw the opponent last night for Denver, because before we had you on, I kind of tore into Kevin Durant especially, but also Devin Booker. But I feel like the reason you go out if you're Phoenix and make that kind of a move is because Kevin Durant's the kind of player that can just win a game by himself. And when you were down DeAndre Ayton and down Chris Paul, Durant needed to go out and have a 45-50-point night, and he was far from that last night. How did you see things from Durant's perspective and you know, from the opponent last night for Denver?
Yeah, there was an element of this that the Nuggets were just trying to hold on versus those two. I mean, especially in the games in Phoenix, you know, those two players, Durant and Booker, were just unbelievable. And that's Booker especially, but Durant as well. And, you know, going back to Phoenix, it was kind of like, all right, you know, can you get these guys handled in their home arena? And then they did. And you're right, you know, Durant just never really could get it going. And then Devin Booker, I thought, was, you know, that was even, look, if you're a Nuggets fan, that was great. If you're a Phoenix fan, that was even worse. He was 4-13 in that game and just was not even a factor at all, at almost at any point of the night in the game that you had to have if you're the Phoenix Suns. And I think it just really does underscore this. When the Kevin Durant trade was made, there was just a lot of talk about, okay, but I don't know, do they have enough depth around those two players to be able to make the run that they needed to run? And then all of a sudden, like, Terrence Ross played well, and then T.J. Warren played well, and it started to look like, okay, maybe they'll be all right. And then through that first series against the L.A. Clippers, they looked just fine. And then the Nuggets exposed them, and you know, and then all that stuff comes flooding back, and you go, oh right, they really don't have all the pieces they need around those two players. And so now you're hoping to go into a game and you got to get 85, 90 points combined out of those two guys just to stay in the game. And that was never going to be sustainable. They did that for 1.5 games. I mean, they combined for 86 and they combined for 72. But you can't just do that on a night-to-night basis. And when you look back at even the starting lineup, guys, Cameron Payne, Jock Landale, Landry Shamet around Booker and Durant. Okay, well, that's fine if those dudes are coming off the bench and Shamet is scoring 19 points off the bench, but it's not fine if you have to start them. And now you have to go deeper down a bench than you've been in the first place. So they just need additional help. And I think that's when I look at that team, that was really highlighted last night.
All right, Chris, before we let you go, let's look ahead a little bit as we get ready to have the Western Conference Finals, as the matchup could be finalized as early as tonight, as late as Sunday. How do you see these two potential opponents, the Lakers and the Warriors, for the Nuggets?
Yeah, they're both interesting. The Nuggets were 3-0 against the Warriors this year. They were 2-2 against the Lakers this season. And, you know, I think from the standpoint of the Lakers, I don't know that they have played them. I can't remember. I don't think that they have played them in the current configuration. The last time they played the Lakers, I believe, was before all the new players got to L.A. and they're helping make the Lakers as good as they are right now. They look like the tougher team to me. Obviously, they are the best defensive team in the playoffs this year, and that matters for sure. And now LeBron James and Anthony Davis matters. But there are some individuals that the Nuggets are very familiar with. They know Jared Vanderbilt used to play for them. They know Malik Beasley, he used to play for them. So they know how to handle those kind of players. They know how to navigate their way around the court against those guys. I think the Nuggets aren't going to be worried about either one of these two teams. Golden State seems to me, with all the just wild swings, the firepower could come through and they could look like world beaters. And then all of a sudden, you get these power outages, you get these mistakes at the end of games, which is just something that was not present for them, especially in recent years in their dynasty. But also, dynasties come to an end, and it kind of looks like this, where all of a sudden you revert back to what you were when you were on the come up. And so, I think they're not going to care about either one of those two teams, but the Lakers to me looks like they would be probably the tougher challenge just because they play good defense and they don't make as many mistakes as Golden State is now prone to making.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be fascinating, especially if it's the Lakers, to see Nikola Jokic and Anthony Davis bang bodies down low for a six or seven game series. So we shall see what happens with the other second round series in the West, but the Denver Nuggets are through to the Western Conference Finals. There's Chris Dempsey from Altitude Sports on the Progressive Guest Line. Chris, thank you for your time. Enjoy your weekend.
Absolutely. You guys too. See ya.